USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A gunman opens fire at a Walmart in northern Mississippi on Tuesday morning, killing two people and injuring a police officer.
These people were doing the same thing that you and I do every day, showing up for work in an attempt to provide for their families, and they became victims of a senseless, violent act.
That's Macon Moore, the police chief in South Haven, Mississippi. Both of the people killed were Walmart employees. The suspect was injured in the shootout with police and is now in custody. On Tuesday, President Trump was in Jamestown, Virginia, at the commemoration of the 400th anniversary of the oldest known representative body in what was then called the New World.
It's a tremendous honor to stand on these historic grounds as the first president to address a joint session of the oldest lawmaking body in all of the Western Hemisphere.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
One person has been arrested in the massive data breach involving Capital One. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Capital One says a giant data breach this month has exposed the information of about 100 million Americans and 6 million Canadians. The info came from credit card applications over the last 14 years. The FBI has arrested a 33-year-old software engineer in Seattle, charging her with computer fraud.
President Trump says trade talks with China are looking promising.
The talks are moving very well with China, but they were often with China, but China always makes the new deal at the end, or seems to.
The president talking to reporters outside the White House, he also suggested that China wants a Democrat to win in 2020 because they might get a better deal. The list of 2019 best hospitals is out according to U.S. News and World Report, and number one on the list is the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the 20 Democratic presidential candidates prepare for their debate tonight, 10 tonight and 10 tomorrow night, I had a chance to sit down and chat with former DNC Chairman Terry McAuliffe and former governor of Virginia. And one of the things I asked him was what he's looking for and what he wants to see out of candidates on both nights on the stage.
Well, here's what I hope we see. And I was disappointed in the first debate. I thought there was a lot of talk, obviously, about immigration, about people coming over the border, and we're not going to charge anybody with a crime. There was a lot of talk about we're going to give everybody health care. There was a lot of talk about how we're going to take private insurance away from us. And if you're sitting there, Tim, and you're watching this, you're saying to yourself, well, what about me? Who's arguing for the issues that I have to deal with every day? You know, I'm a family of four, and I can't afford to go to the pharmacy because prescription drugs are too high. What I hope in this debate is we focus on the issues that people focus on and deal with every day, let it be infrastructure, let it be jobs, let it be workforce development, let it be prescription drugs, K-12. I want to hear that, and I just don't want to hear us talk about all these different worthless tests. Do you agree with this? Are you for Medicare for all? Are you for the new Green Deal? Tell me, I want a question. Tell me, I'm a parent and I live with a family of four, how are you going to bring my prescription drug prices down? Just tell me that. And I hope that's what happens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.